Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're jumping into something that sounds, well, maybe a bit dry, legal document service, but trust me, it's anything but.
Absolutely, it's surprisingly high stakes.
Yeah, we're looking at how delivering, or failing to deliver, just one piece of paper correctly can completely make or break a really stressful legal situation. We're using eviction in Louisiana as our main example today.
And it's a perfect example because it's so time sensitive. If you're a landlord facing eviction, every day counts. Our sources really hammer this home. The absolute critical first step is the Louisiana 5-day notice to vacate.
Okay, the 5-day notice.
Yes. And if you mess up how you serve that notice, just the delivery part, the judge can, and often will, dismiss your entire case.
Wow. Dismissed, just like that.
Just like that. You're back to square one, potentially out another month's rent. It's a huge financial hit.
Ouch. Okay, so that's a serious consequence for what seems like a simple task. So our mission today, then, is to figure out what the gold standard really looks like for serving these documents. What counts as, you know, ironclad proof in court? We're leaning on insights from experts in the field, like Lafayette Process Servers LLC, who deal with this stuff day in and day out.
Right. And the key thing for you, listening, is that while you can find free forms online, sample 5-day notices, court forms, all that.
Yeah, the sources mention those.
They do.
Yeah.
But the form itself is basically useless if you can't prove beyond doubt that it's legally delivered. Perfect services, everything. So let's start with the absolute basic. That 5-day notice, it's mandatory. You can't just decide to file an eviction lawsuit, what they call the rule for possession in Louisiana.
The rule for possession, okay.
You can't file that for non-payment or really any lease violation unless you first properly delivered this notice. It's step one, non-negotiable.
Okay, non-negotiable. But that means right off the bat you're losing at least 5 days, potentially more, just for that notice period. Seems like lost time, lost income. Is there any way around that? Any, like, legal shortcut?
There actually is. And it's what our sources call a sort of diamond standard expert tip. It's the waiver of notice clause.
Waiver of notice in the lease itself.
Exactly. That's the very first thing you should check in your lease agreement. If that specific clause is there and it's legally sound, it might let you skip the whole 5-day notice step.
Whoa.
Yeah, you could potentially go straight to filing the rule for possession.
That's a game changer. Cuts out almost a week, maybe more. But leases can be tricky, right? What if it's ambiguous or you're just not sure if the waiver is, well, solid?
Then you play it safe. Always.
Yeah.
If there's any uncertainty about that waiver, you serve the 5-day notice.
Okay.
It's your safety net. Doing it properly means your case starts on solid ground, no matter what the lease says about waivers. Better safe than sorry, really.
All right, so serving the notice is key if there's no waiver or if you're unsure. Now let's talk about where things go wrong. The sources suggest, what, 90% of landlords doing it themselves mess this up.
That figure gets thrown around, yeah. And the common mistakes are things you might think are perfectly reasonable.
Like sending a text. Or an email.
Exactly, or just dropping a letter in the mail. People do it all the time. But legally, it's completely insufficient for this specific notice.
Why? Why isn't a text or email good enough? It shows you sent it.
Because the law has very specific rules about how service must happen. It's designed to maximize the chance the tenant actually receives and understands the notice. Digital methods just don't meet that legal standard of proof required by the Louisiana Code.
Okay, not digital. What about something more official, like certified mail with the green return receipt? That feels pretty solid. You get proof someone signed for it.
It feels solid, but again, for this particular notice in Louisiana, it's generally not listed as a primary valid method on its own.
Yeah, why not?
Well, think about it. Certified mail might prove it got delivered to the address, but did the actual tenant get it? Or did their roommate sign? Or maybe nobody signed and went back to the post office. The law wants more certainty. It demands specific physical attempts at personal service first.
Okay, so what are the legally acceptable ways then? The ones a judge will actually recognize.
There are three, and they're sort of in order of preference. First, the gold standard. Deliver it in person. Directly hand it to the tenant named on the lease.
Makes sense. Face to face. What if they're not home?
Okay. Option two. You can deliver it to a person of suitable age who also lives there. So not just any random visitor, but someone who resides at the property and is old enough to understand the document's importance.
Suitable age, like a teenager or another adult living there.
Generally, yes, someone mature enough. Now, the third option is the trickiest.
Uh-oh.
It's called tack or posted on the door. But, and this is a huge, but you can only do this if you genuinely cannot find the tenant or another suitable person after making what the law calls diligent effort
Diligent effort. That sounds subjective.
It is. And that's the weak spot. That's where landlords often fail if they do it themselves.
Right. Because what's the tenant's easiest defense in court?
I never got the notice. Simple as that.
And if it's just your word against theirs, and you can't clearly prove you made that diligent effort before you just tacked it on the door,
the judge might very well believe the tenant. Case dismissed. Start over. And this is precisely why using a professional process server is so often recommended by legal experts.
Because they're a neutral third party.
Exactly. They have no skin in the game, financially speaking. They're just there to do one job. Serve the document according to the law. So when they say it was served,
the tenant saying, "I never got it," suddenly doesn't carry much weight.
It becomes almost impossible to argue. The process server isn't just delivering the paper. They're creating the proof of delivery.
And what form does that proof take? What's the actual document they give you?
It's called the affidavit of service. And it's crucial. It's a sworn statement, notarized, that details exactly when, where, and how that notice was served.
So it'll say, served in person to John Doe on Tuesday at 6 p.m. or tacked on the door Wednesday at 10 a.m. after 3 prior attempts.
Precisely. It lays out the facts, confirming one of those 3 legal methods was properly used. It's the document you take to the judge. It's your undeniable proof.
That sounds like the key to neutralizing that common defense. What about those really tough cases, though? People actively dodging service. How does a pro handle that and still meet the diligent effort standard?
Well, that's really their expertise. They understand what diligent effort actually means in practice, which is often way more than what a landlord might think.
Like, not just knocking once.
Right. It might mean documented attempts on different days, at different times of day, morning, evening, maybe checking if the person is actually home, seeing cars, lights, that sort of thing. They document every single attempt.
Ah, documentation is key.
Critical. So if they do end up having to tag the notice on the door, they have a detailed log proving they exhausted the other options first. That's what satisfies the port.
Okay, let's say the service is done perfectly by the pro. You have the affidavit. The 5 days pass, and the tenant still hasn't left. What happens next?
All right, now you're ready for court. You take that notarized affidavit of service, along with your actual eviction lawsuit,
right,
the petition for eviction, down to the appropriate courthouse, maybe First Parish Court in Metairie, or the 24th JDC, depending on location.
And you file the case officially?
Yes. And actually, many process-serving companies, like the ones our sources mention, offer what's often called a courthouse runner or concierge service.
Oh.
Yeah, they can take your affidavit and petition and file them at the courthouse for you, often the very same day the notice period expires. It just keeps the process moving without any delay.
That runner service sounds incredibly useful, especially when time equals lost rent. So if someone listening is thinking, okay, I need a pro for this, what should they really be looking for? Beyond just, you know, someone who can deliver paper. We're talking about expertise here, right? Not just logistics.
Absolutely. You want experience and a solid understanding of Louisiana-specific rules. Initiating the service might seem simple. Upload documents, give a name and address.
The online portal stuff?
Right. Secure upload, enter details, maybe add special instructions, click submit. You get a confirmation, an invoice, you pay, and they go. That part's usually straightforward.
But the real value isn't the web form.
No, the real value is the decades of experience behind it. Like, the source mentions Scott Frank founding Lafayette Process Servers LLC over 20 years in Louisiana legal support. That kind of deep experience matters.
Yeah, 20 years means they've likely seen almost every scenario, every tricky situation. It's not just about delivery, it's about knowing the potential pitfalls.
Exactly. And look at the range of services offered. Things like process server stakeout service.
Stakeouts?
Yes, for very evasive people. And registered agent submission handling official corporate filings. This tells you they're not just basic delivery guys. They handle complex legal procedures.
They're procedural specialists.
That's a good way to put it. They understand the nuances.
Okay. This is all super practical, but we absolutely have to include the standard, very important disclaimer here. The sources are clear on this, and so are the professionals themselves.
Extremely important, yes. Everything we're discussing today is based on our sources and is for educational purposes only.
Right.
It's not legal advice. Every single situation is different. You absolutely must consult with a qualified attorney about your specific circumstances.
Immediately.
Immediately. Process servers are experts in the process, the procedure of service. They are not lawyers. They can't give legal advice.
Use the expert for the delivery mechanics, but get your legal strategy from your lawyer. Got it. Hashtag tag outro. Okay, let's wrap this up. The big takeaway for me today is just how crucial that proof of delivery really is. The actual issue, the unpaid rent, the lease violation, almost takes a back seat if you can't prove that initial notice was served perfectly.
It's true. A small investment in getting that notarized affidavit of service from a professional basically acts like insurance for your entire eviction case. It protects against that very common, very costly procedural dismissal.
It's fascinating, isn't it, how this whole complex legal machine can grind to a halt based on the sworn testimony of one neutral person, the process server simply confirming a piece of paper changed hands correctly.
It really highlights a specific aspect of the justice system. We often focus on the arguments, the evidence presented in court, the legal interpretation.
Right, the courtroom drama stuff.
Yeah, but these sources show us that sometimes the most fundamental non-negotiable step is just physically getting a document to the right person and proving it.
Yeah.
That physical delivery can be the weakest link.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you, the listener. This isn't just about evictions in Louisiana, is it? Think about other legal arenas. Corporate lawsuits, serving subpoenas in major cases, debt collection demands, intellectual property disputes. Imagine a multi-million dollar case potentially collapsing because someone couldn't properly serve a key document.
It happens. The same principle applies. If you can't provide that ironclad proof of service,
your whole case could be in jeopardy, all resting on that successful, documented knock on the door. What other areas of law depend so heavily on this very specific physical proof? It's something to think about.
Definitely. And if you want to dig deeper, we recommend looking at the actual law, Louisiana Code of Civil Procedure, Article 4701 is the key one here. And maybe check out resources like The Paper Trails, a Louisiana Process Servers podcast, mentioned in our sources for more practical insights.
Excellent suggestions. Until next time, stay curious, and thanks for diving deep with us.